For this affront they blinded him, bereft him of his God-given song, and stilled his harping. The countrymen of Pylos were commanded by Nestor of Gerenia, charioteer, whose 90 decked ships lined the shore. Then came the troops who had their homes in Arcadia, under Selene Crag, close-order fighters who lived around the tomb of Epitus, at Phineus, and at Orchomenus, where there are many flocks, at Ripe, too, at Stratia, and in the windy town Enispe, men of Tegea and lovely Mantinea, men of Stymphalus and Parasia, all of whom were led by Agapenor, son of Ancaeus, and he commanded 60 ships. Arcadians able in war had thronged to go aboard, for the Lord Marshal Agamemnon lent those ships in which they crossed the wine-dark sea, as they had none, nor knowledge of seafaring. Next were the soldiers from Buprasium and gracious Elis, all that plain confined by Hermione and Myrcinus, and by Elysian and the Olenian Rock. These had 4 captains with 10 ships apiece, on which the Epei had embarked in throngs. Some served under Amphimachus and Thalpius, grandsons of Actor, sons of Cteatus and of Eurytus. Powerful Diores Amarynceades commanded others, and Polyxenus led the 4th division, son of Agasthenes Augeades. Then came the islanders from Dulichium, and the Echinades, all those who dwelt opposite Elis over the open sea, Meges their captain, Meges Phileades, begotten by that friend of Zeus, the horseman Phileus, who withdrew to Dulichium in anger at his father long ago. 40 black ships had crossed the sea with Meges. Odysseus then commanded the brave men of Cephallenia. Islanders of Ithaca and Neritus, whose leafy heights the sea wind ruffles, and the men of Crossylia, of Aegilips the rocky isle, and those of Samos and Zacynthus, those as well who held the mainland eastward of the islands. Odysseus, peer of Zeus in forethought, led them in 12 good ships, with cheek paint at the bows.